From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, March 29th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new initiative at the University of Illinois that aims to embed arts into all aspects of research and campus life. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Religious leaders gathered the community yesterday to pray and grieve for the victims in Wednesday's stabbing spree in Rockford that left 4 dead. Maria Gardner Lara has more.
Madeline Encinas attended the vigil with her brothers.
It's just really devastating. You hear it happens so close to us, like you hear bad things happening all over town, but when it's right next to you, it feels a lot different.
The victims are 15-year-old Jenna Newcomb, 63-year-old Ramona Schubach, her son, 23-year-old Jacob Schubach, and 49-year-old Jay Larson. Several others were hospitalized. The suspect is in custody. This marks a difficult week for the city. On Sunday, 18-year-old Jason Jenkins was killed when he was stabbed while working at Walmart. Community leaders emphasize that in a time of mourning, it's okay to seek out support. I'm Maria Garner Lara.
Reproductive and digital rights groups are calling on Walgreens and CVS to protect patients' health data. Mawa Iqbal has more.
A coalition of more than 20 groups sent a letter to the two pharmacy giants urging them to stop sharing medical information with law enforcement agencies without a warrant or patient consent. A 2023 investigation by federal lawmakers found that pharmacies are often handing over data without consulting a legal professional. The coalition says data privacy is especially important now, as Walgreens and CVS start to dispense mifepristone, which induces abortions. In a statement to WBEZ, a CVS spokesperson says their cooperation with law enforcement is consistent with the federal health privacy law, HIPAA. Walgreens did not return repeated requests for comment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The conversation around giving struggling families cash with no strings attached is heading to the state. Esther Yoon-Ji Kang reports.
Illinois is exploring establishing a state board to look into the practice known as guaranteed income. Chicago and Cook County recently had pilot programs. Ameya Pawar is with the Economic Security Project. The nonprofit is an advocate of cash programs.
We know cash works. We know it is a potent tool to stabilize families, to reduce poverty, to improve the social determinants of health. And so scaling the conversation statewide is important to meet the moment.
Pawar says guaranteed income could fill the gaps left by traditional social safety net programs like food stamps and housing vouchers. Esther Yoon-Ji Kang, WBEZ News.
According to the Champaign County Clerk's Office, hundreds voted non-committed during the March 19th primary election. IPM's May Antar has more.
Primary voters across the country have chosen non-committed as a protest against President Biden not calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. It also impacted Illinois Democratic Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski. Dua al-Dusuki is a local Palestinian American. She says she couldn't in good conscience vote for Budzinski.
I can't speak to myself as a Palestinian who has seen her unwavering support and still calling that what Israel is doing right now self-defense. I would not be able to support her on a personal level.
This comes after a meeting she and other activists had last week with the congresswoman, urging her to support a permanent ceasefire and end U.S. military aid to Israel. As of Wednesday, 633 Champaign County voters left their ballots blank for Budzinski. May Antar, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about a new initiative at the University of Illinois that aims to embed arts into all aspects of research and campus life. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Friends of WILL can binge all three episodes starting March 17th with Passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Artists provide new and different perspectives that can change the way we think about challenges in our society. That's according to University of Illinois dance professor Cynthia Oliver. Oliver is leading a new campus-wide initiative aimed at fostering collaborations between artists and scholars in different fields. Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda spoke with Cynthia Oliver about why she's working to embed arts into all aspects of the university.
For years, there have been a number of us on campus who have been advocating for the arts to have a more amplified role across campus. There are plenty of people who engage artists, who use art as a method of investigation. There brilliant, skilled artists on campus who do compelling work both on campus and off. And so many people don't know about these stories. What I'm interested in is bringing those stories to light, facilitating more collaborations between artists and other scholars, scientists, social scientists, those in the community who are interested in creative practice, as well as students. My aim is to get art everywhere.
So you mentioned that you want artists and scientists to collaborate. Can you give me an example of what something like that might look like?
Sure. Too often we think of art and science and one is kind of in service of the other. I want them to meet on equal footing and to look at their respective practices with new eyes. A good example would be Deke Weaver's Cetacean, the whale project that happened within the past year. Weaver looked at sea life and what was impacting whales, the environment, mythology around whales. His partner in life and in the production did the choreography for that work and looked at, and she, Jennifer Allen, looked at movements of systems to also reflect that in the bodies that were moving in the theatrical space. There were all kinds of collaborators that brought that production to life, and over 2,000 people in our community saw it. So not only did it inspire and ignite interest in our prospective disciplines, it was to the benefit of the entire community. And that's what art does. It helps us to think differently. It broadens how we look at things, helps us ask certain kinds of questions. And that's what I want this project, this initiative to do.
And you're the one leading this initiative. Can you tell me how you got involved with it?
For 5 years, I was the Associate Vice Chancellor for Research in the Humanities, Arts, and Related Fields. But I also come to this as an artist. I believe that the combination of our collective talents and interests make work that is bigger than any individual one of us could imagine. And I want to help foster that on campus. So I pitched this program to the chancellor, and he was excited by it. I think it pulled on his heartstrings, and he decided to support it. But also a considerable number of the artists in FAA have served on committees and have helped us push these ideas and plans through.
When will you know that this initiative has been successful? Like, what are some of the outcomes that you are hoping comes out of it?
My pie in the sky dream is that every student walking into the doors of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has a creative experience before they leave. That would be amazing. I'd like to see more collaborations across discipline. I would love for there to be the possibility of students having a major area, but also an area of arts that complement their major area, or something that allows students to have a broader experience that includes the arts in there. And then I'd love to see the community and the campus work more collectively to bring artists to campus and community, to present works together, to engage with the arts. The arts make everything better. It evokes a sense of thinking about things from someone else's perspective. And that's always important. I think we need more of that in the world right now.
That's U of I dance professor Cynthia Oliver speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 71 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Maria Gardner-Lara, Mawa Iqbal, Esther Yunji Kang, May Antar, and Stephanie Mosqueda. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Ferry Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.